Good morning. On Sunday, the 14th of November 2021, our readings for today are from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. And the first passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 talks about the second coming of Jesus, and it talks about how we will not precede those who have fallen asleep, talking about people who have died before us. And the passage from Matthew 25 talks about the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, and it very much refers to the fact of us being ready for whenever Jesus returns. So in ways, the two passages can be related together. But I want to talk today about what today represents, because being the 14th of November is the Sunday closest to the 11th of November. The 11th of November being the day when we remember, because on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, the First World War came to an end. And traditionally we remember every year, lest we forget. And the words will have been said this morning and will be said at the end of our service, at the going down of the sun, and in the morning we will remember them. And it's an act of remembrance so that we don't forget, because sad to say, many people perhaps do forget. And it's maybe not even just that people forget, because 1918 is over 100 years ago, and so therefore more than likely there are very few, if any, still alive that were born even on that day, on that year. But I think perhaps of the young people of today, because sad to say, many of them don't even want to know what it's about. But I want to talk about remembrance, and not just remembrance about wars and remembrance of people who gave their lives, but ultimately remembrance of Jesus who gave his life. The people in the wars gave their lives for our freedom. Jesus Christ gave us life, gave his life, indeed to give us life, which is what it said, and I corrected myself. Jesus Christ gave us life, he gave us freedom. And the way that he did that was by giving his life. And we remember Jesus whenever we celebrate Holy Communion, because when we take the bread and we take the wine, we are eating and drinking in remembrance of what he has done for us. And again, there is a sense of we remember lest we forget. Now, obviously, as far as the Remembrance Sunday, which is today, it's something that's celebrated once a year. And that's good, because we don't want to get into the glorification of war. But it's appropriate that it is the Sunday closest to the 11th of November because of what that symbolises. But also what I want you to think of is, as I'm saying, about the death of Jesus. And obviously, in so many ways, whenever we meet Sunday by Sunday, it is the day that he was risen from the dead. It was the day that he was alive, that he defeated death. And so in a very real way, every Sunday, we remember Jesus. And we celebrate, and we have the opportunity to come together to worship him and to praise him and to think on him. But it's not just a weekly thing, although as wonderful that is. And again, it depends on how often we have communion. many people may perhaps take communion more than just on a Sunday. And the whole point is for us to remember what Jesus has done for us. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus came to take away our sin, all sin, past, present and future tense sin. But he didn't only come to give us forgiveness of sins, but the very fact that we are forgiven, which is only a God thing, only God can forgive sin. But for the very fact that he's forgiven us our sin, we then can receive the full benefits of what he has to offer. And that is healing of our bodies. That is healing of our minds and our souls. Freedom from depression and oppression. Freedom from anything demonic. Jesus told the disciples and he taught them how to cast out demons. Whenever we know the forgiveness of our sins, we become free and can be set free totally. So whatever you're thinking of on this Sunday, the 14th of November 2021, whatever it is that you're remembering, I want to challenge you to remember more than just the people who laid their lives down between World War One and today for their country. I want you to think on Jesus and the ultimate sacrifice that he made. And remember, whenever he laid down his life and he hung on that cross, he didn't deserve that. He was totally sinless. There was no wrong that he had ever done. But the very fact that he was sinless, he was doing it for and on behalf of and in the place of every single one of us who deserve a death like he went through. And that is just, and for me, that is just awesome and wow. That someone would love me enough to do that for me. And when it turns out to be Almighty God in the form of Jesus Christ that did that for me, how can I forget such a great sacrifice? And surely I will want to remember again and again and again. So as you think on this day and whatever it is that you think on Jesus and remember him. And if you have opportunity to have Holy Communion, then think on him and remember him, lest you forget. And do not forget what a great and wonderful God he is. Because he did all of this because he loves you. He loves you. John 3:16, Jesus told Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Everlasting life. That's how much God loves you. My prayer is that you will believe and receive that. Believe and receive that truth. And believe and receive Jesus. For it is in Jesus Christ's sake that I pray. Amen.